Praise be Jesus and Mary. In the first reading today, St. James gives us some instruction about temptation. He says, "Blessed is he who perseveres in temptation." I'm not sure, I didn't get to check the Latin on that, so it might actually be "remains patient in temptation." We saw yesterday that patientiam was translated persevere, and so here we have persevere again. It could be the same word, so it could be understood as patience. So blessed is he who is patient in temptation. Blessed is he who perseveres through temptation. In any case, the first thing we note is that it is very normal to be tempted. All right, we have our spiritual warfare, which is waged on three fronts of battle against the devil, the flesh, and the world. And temptations could come from each of these fronts. Right? In fact, the proper office of the devil and demons is to tempt the soul. And that is very ordinary. Really, the souls who don't experience temptation are usually those who are already living in mortal sin. Right? So if we don't recognize any temptations in our lives, we really need to examine our conscience. Because, of course, once the devil gets the soul to commit mortal sin, well, he doesn't want to disturb it. He just wants to leave it alone and let it go forward like that. So no need to tempt that soul any further. But those who are striving to serve God, those who are in the state of grace, now they will experience temptations with the permission of God. Of course, God will allow that to try the soul and to bring it to greater virtue, a greater crown of life, as St. James says. So it is very ordinary to experience temptations, and we must recognize that there is no sin in being tempted either. No matter how grievous those temptations might be, there is no sin as long as we do not consent with our will. Now, we must recognize that we may be at fault for undergoing temptations, and this we want to avoid. Right? God may be permitting us to be tempted through our own negligence in prayer, negligence in mortification, in avoiding occasions of sin. You know, if we play fast and loose with our spiritual lives, well, then temptations may come and they may be our own fault. And that could be a dangerous position to put ourselves in, because then we aren't guaranteed the grace either. If it's our own fault that we're being tempted, there's greater danger of falling. In any case, when temptation comes, we need to be patient and persevere. Be strong, fortitude. In fact, the virtue of patience is underneath the cardinal virtue of fortitude. Right? So we need to be strong in persevering through temptation. For when he has been proven, put to the test, he will receive the crown of life that he promised to those who love him. Right, so again, temptations permitted by God to increase the glory of our crown, our heavenly crown that awaits us. And in enduring temptations, therein we demonstrate concretely our love for God, that we are willing to suffer and endure this temptation and not give in, because we love God and we don't want to offend our Heavenly Father. And of course, God will reward our efforts and our love for Him. Now, St. James goes on to talk about kind of the progression of temptation and what happens when the soul gives in. He says, well, first he talks about God not being a tempter of anyone. No one experiencing temptation should say, I am being tempted by God. For God is not subject to temptation to evil, and he himself tempts no one. Right? God does not positively tempt anyone. He permits it from the devil, the flesh, or the world. Rather, each person is tempted when lured and enticed by his desire. This is why we need to keep guard over our thoughts, the purity of our thoughts. And once we recognize that our thoughts are going in a bad place, you know, whether it be anger or suspicion against people or impure thoughts, that's when we really need to put the reins on, put the brakes on, invoke Our Lady, find a distraction, think good, holy thoughts in order to extinguish that little spark, that little flame that has begun. So each person is tempted when lured and enticed by his desire. Then desire conceives and brings forth sin. And when sin reaches maturity, it gives birth to death. Right there we see the progression of temptation to consent, which is now sin, and then brings forth, gives birth to death. When it arrives at the point of being mortal sin, there we have the death of the soul, right? Spiritual death of the soul by committing mortal sin. But really, in some instances, results in even physical death. Right? Think of how many sins of impurity result in the further sin of abortion, right? Real death being the fruit of that sin. All right? We could say that the fact that abortion is legal in our country is the fruit of the sins of impurity of the members of this society. It gives birth to death. And the same could be said about some instances of anger. When you reach the point of hating someone and really willing evil towards that person, that is spiritual death. You're committing spiritual murder towards that person, and again, in some cases, results in real physical murder. So the words of St. James being confirmed in our own observance and experience of life. So let's do all we can to wage a warfare on these three fronts and be strong and patient and persevere in times of temptation and not give in, not get discouraged, but have trust and hope in God and in Our Lady. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.